Indefinitely. Now, I'm talking here just on an interim capacity, as our local community centre has just gone together to facilitate a meeting for all the people. And I'm a member of the community centre and just was asked to speak on this for until we elect the proper committee for to get these services in place. But to achieve a coordinated response, basically, from all our public representatives and people in the area, I've been talking to most of them over this past week or so, and every one of them's inundated, and all have different questions, different people asking them, and it's just to get the people together along with them and try and get a coordinated response to put the services back into the health centre in Dunkinilly, which are just that aren't there at the minute.
Right, so there is there a GP service at the moment in the local centre?
At the moment, for medical card holders, you're asked to make an appointment in Glenties, which would be over 15 miles away from Dunkinilly. But this doesn't affect just Dunkinilly on its own. Mm-hmm. There would be people, say, from Donegal Town, as far in as Kilcare, members of this particular health centre. So it's just, it's clarity. This is only an interim arrangement that the former doctor that was there is providing for the patients. He's facilitating them down in Glenties until a new GP is located for the area. But here we are located. In the letter, it states that that's from April last year that he's provided GP cover to Letcher McAward and Doherty. So our doctor is is not the doctor. He's taken up another position and he's only facilitating his patients, and we wish him well, and a terrible good doctor we had.
Is that in Glenties or in Dunkinilly? Sorry, Roger, just for those outside the area.
Glenties. It'll be in Glenties now. You'd have to make your appointment through Glenties if you're a part of the health centre in Dunkinilly.
So if you're a private patient, is there a GP service still available in Dunkinilly?
We're not really sure of that. I don't think so. I think everything is coordinated through Glenties. And to be honest, we're not sure. You see, this is the thing. We're trying to contact different people. We're trying to contact the HSE. We're trying to see everything. Look, there's a lot of scaremongering going on in the area, and the older people in the area aren't sure what's going on, and they're afraid. We're afraid that maybe NowDoc and all might get clogged up. And even A&E and Letterkenny, you've seen last week, you had 83 people sitting in trolleys and whatnot. That if people start going to the hospital and going to NowDoc and clogging it up, that's going to have repercussions for the whole area. And that's what we're afraid of more than anything. You know, it's clarity and people speaking out and telling us what's going to happen in our area for the people that are attached to that particular GP service.
Yeah, the GP service in Glenties. Oh, Dunkinilly.
In Dunkinilly itself,
okay.
You know, the health centre sitting there in Dunkinilly, which had a full-time GP in it, now it doesn't.
I get you, right. So really, ideally, the ideal solution to this, and we can't compel a GP, is that a GP be located in Dunkinilly.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
But as I say on the letter, this is only an interim arrangement. The HSE are looking for candidates for this post. And we're on about looking for candidates. Where are they looking? Because it's a GP it's a GP setting. We're on about, is there a case that we're even talking to Carolyn earlier on, saying is it a case that all these doctors and nurses been emigrating or whatever? There's a perfectly good practice in the hills of Donegal for anybody that'll be out there looking for to relocate or something, and that's what we kind of need.
I mean, it's a tight enough all run from Dunkinilly to Glenties, especially, you know, over winter. The problem is that distance might discourage people who do need to go to the GP from going.
It's not alone that, Craig. What we're saying is there's no direct even bus service from, say, Dunkinilly. You would have to go to Donegal Town to go back to Glenties, or you'd have to go into Killybegs to go to Glenties with your local link. As at the minute, there's still no taxi service even in Dunkinilly. We're running out of things to lose, and we can't afford to lose any more in the town. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I suppose, too, there is a challenge for those who were patients of the GP that's no longer in Dunkinilly. The GPs are already packed out. I mean, it might be difficult to get them.
There has been a lot of people, and I've been talking. We've been talking. We had a kind of a meeting last night to set up a structure for the public meeting and just how to address it and how to get the response out and trying to get people in. But people have been trying other doctors, and they are not taking anybody on. Us, say, the medical card holders would have to have, it's up to 3 months with this interim arrangement, and will it be facilitated again after? It's just clarity that people aren't panicking, that we know that there's going to be services for us in the area. That, you know, just an out-and-out statement even from the HSE. We have invited the HSE to this, whether or not they attend or not. As of yet, we haven't had a response from them, and it's going on shows like yourselves to put pressure on them to see what they give us a response. It's all right saying to us that this is only an interim arrangement, but I've seen interim arrangements before around here and nothing comes back. When a thing goes, it's very hard to get it back, Greg.
Well, interim lasts a week or 6 months, and if it lasts 3 months and it dies down, they could make the argument, well, sure, look, at no one complains, so there's no need for it, which we know that not to be the case, because
that's what we
want a big catchment there.
If we don't show that we're in this together, and to be fair, all our local public representatives have all been aboard, they're inundated, they're saying, and they all want to get together and come out with a combined response that this isn't to happen, that we have to get this facility back up and
going. Well, I know, Roger, if there's a good turnout at this meeting on Friday, and if the community organise itself in a way, the voice, their HSC will not be able to ignore the voice. Now, of course, the HSC can't parachute a GP in there straight away, but it has to be kept on the agenda because, you know, these organisations look for any excuse to sort of, you know, consolidate services or whatever it might be. And I think it was I was at the opening of that centre in Glenties a long time ago now. It is a fine building, but it's not geographically ideal for Dunkaneely, to say the least. Right, okay, well, listen, we'll see how it goes on Friday. It'd be interesting to speak to someone, Roger, after the event to see who turned up to the HSC. What local politicians turned up? There's a lot of councillors in that area. And a TD as well.
We have been in touch with the most of them. Yeah,
and we'll see who turns up.
You see, it's with short notice. It is with short notice. We have to state that too, Greg. Not all of them can attend because we just kind of combined on Friday and Saturday to get this meeting up and going. So hopefully we get as many as we can and as many people. That's why we're going on your show and putting it out in social media and trying to get to people's kitchens through the likes of the medium of yourself.
And it's also very important too. We've got 5 TDs in this county. And all 5 of them represent the people of Dunkaneely. All 5.
Yes.
You know, it might be easy to go, Thomas Pringle, he's in... No, that's not how it works. This is one constituency.
No.
So the minister in Inishowen represents Dunkaneely.
Yes.
Piers Doherty...
Yes, we've been in contact
represents
with them all. Yes.
Dunkaneely, as does Padraig and Joe.
Yeah.
And others. So, you know, let's get rid of this geographical north-south split in Donegal. That's BS.
Oh, yeah. Without,
5
without
TDs represent Dunkaneely. All 5.
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right, Roger. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Great.
Thanks
hopefully
for that.
Hopefully we chat again, and hopefully we get better news and get this sorted. So thanks very much for
your time. Take care. No problem at all. Roger Meehan there. That public meeting re-GP services in Dunkaneely takes place Friday night, 8:30 p.m. in the community centre there. Another caller says, sorry, the longer Dunkaneely is without a doctor, the more patients will move to other areas and Dunkaneely might not even open again. That's the concern, you see. But that's why we can't, if you're in that situation or in that area and you can, it's not the type of thing you can leave to other people. Because if there's a low turn at that meeting and not much comes of it, you know yourself, these areas are shut down, death by 1,000 cuts, and GPs, it's really important that an area like that, with that catchment area, has a GP. The HSE say they are looking to bring someone in. They say that asking people to go elsewhere is interim measures, but we know what that can mean. So it's just keeping the pressure on. The HSE may well be very well intended, but we shall see. We keep an eye on it. All right, let us...